time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my phone. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Tuesday, October 17th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like any information heard during the show, just send me a text. Greatly appreciate it. One of the things we're watching very closely is Lansing. So many things happening, battles going on back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, one of the things I think that's pretty interesting, I think the Republicans are finally getting it. I got a text message from a state representative, Josh Shriver. Kind of interesting because he's been in and out of the House Freedom Caucus. You know, the conservative voting, 100% rated conservative state representatives, chairman of that group, Steve Cara, I believe the treasurer, Neil Friske, of the new PAC that they put together. Well, the new GOP PAC, Political Action Committee, is raising money to get conservatives elected next year to grow their caucus. I reached out to this state representative. He was supposed to be on the show actually a couple of weeks ago, per his staffer, who contacted me early in the morning that he wanted to come on the show. So I moved a couple of interviews around, scheduled it, only to find out that the representative couldn't come on the show. He was in meetings. Sorry for the confusion. Thank you very much for reaching out and extending this opportunity. I won't be able to make it this morning, unfortunately. I'm swamped. Okay. You guys contacted me. I have a show all ready to go, but your staffer, Timothy, called me this morning and asked me to have you on my show today, so I'm confused. Here is the text message he sent to me yesterday. The big thing no one is talking about is how the Democrats are going to adjourn 2 months early, first week of November, to enact their partisan policy agenda and move up the presidential primary. We've been talking about it for months. Also, Dems have two members running for mayors, and if they win, they will not resume session until after the special election in April, because they'd rather not govern then govern with 54-54 split. I know. We know. My listening audience knows. We've been talking about it for months. Mayor races in Warren and Macomb County and Westland, Michigan. Both Democrats are going to win. He goes on to say, so because of all this, the Democrats are ramming 6 months worth of legislation into 3 weeks right now. Yeah, I know that. My listeners know that. Every single week, we are not able to access the agenda of what we're voting on until just hours before we vote. And then it's radically changed every day. I'll continue on with the text message from State Representative Josh Shriver right after break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just finishing up a phone call with a U.S. Senate candidate. She's an attorney, Alexandria Taylor. She's a partner in a law firm. She's running for the U.S. Senate. And she reached out. She called me during the break. And we'll be on the show today from 11:05 to 11:30. So just wanted to give you a heads up. Multitasking during the break. But this state representative, Josh Shriver, who was in the House Freedom Caucus, then he wanted to be more in control, more involved in leadership of the caucus, kind of wasn't granted that permission request, so he dropped out of being a member of the House Freedom Caucus. His staffer reached out to me, wanted him to have him on the show 2 weeks ago, October 4th. Moved interviews around, got a slot open for him. Then he texted me he wasn't able to make it because he was swamped. Okay, so you're not communicating with your staffer? I don't know what that's about. But anyway, he continues because no one's talking about this. Yes, Josh, we are talking about it. My audience is fully aware of everything going on in Lansing. He's complaining the long laundry list here of things because the Democrats are ramming 6 months worth of legislation into 3 weeks right now. I got this text from him last night at 7:10. Every single week, we are not able to access the agenda of what we'll be voting on until hours just before we vote. And then it ends up being radically changed every day. Did you see the word he used in there, folks? Agenda. The agenda for the day. We are putting on a crash course training workshop on Saturday, December 2nd in Gaylord at Jay's Sporting Goods. Go to acconservatives.org for all the details and to register. Because the agenda is required for every single meeting. He's complaining that they don't get the agenda until hours before they're expected to vote on bills, and then it ends up being radically changed every day. Is it the Republicans changing the agenda? No, they're not in control. They don't have the gavel. You're going to learn all this at this crash course. He says, we were not able to access the agenda for the House rules for this legislative session until just hours before the vote in January. We were not able to access the agenda for the budget until just hours before the vote in June. All of this leads to less public engagement, less ability to offer up amendments for the public to actually impact the final decisions being made on important legislation. This all adds up to a culture of reactivity that we are all becoming too familiar with. And now he wants to come on the show. Any chance I can get on your show to talk about this? Well, first of all your main talking points, Josh, my audience is already aware of. That's number one. Number two, are you learning anything from this? Every single one of our listeners, every single conservative, Republican, U.S. Constitution, independent, should be listening to this. This is what you do when you have the power. Where in the state constitution, Josh, does it say that those in power have to give you a heads up for anything? Where does it say that they have to publish the agenda 72 hours before the meeting or before the vote. Where in the Constitution does it say they have to offer you any type of advance notice on anything? It doesn't. What does it say in the Constitution of the state of Michigan that they have to provide you with a professional courtesy notice? Where does it say it even has to provide you constructive notice? Constructive notice being legally put out there, served on the person so that they know that you gave them this information in a timely manner. What does it say that? Oh, that's right. In the Michigan State Constitution, it doesn't. So why are you expecting courtesies from the Democrats? No one's talking about it. We talk about it every single day. One thing that has come of this for me personally, and as a result of me talking on this microphone for you personally, we understand how the Democrats govern once they get in power. They ram their agenda through. They don't care about the other side. You know, on the gun packages that went through, the gun bills, do you know that they didn't even allow the Republicans to speak in the committee hearings? The pro-Second Amendment folks that wanted to come and give public comment, they didn't let them. You can submit your comments in writing. We'll put it into the record. But they didn't let them testify in person. I think one person was allowed to speak, and they gave him 3 minutes. The guy came from Virginia, flew in, got a hotel room, got up the next morning, had breakfast, got showered, put on a suit, went down to the hearing, and they gave him 179 seconds. Could barely get his talking points in. The gavel came down. Thank you for coming. Well, wait a minute. I got more to say. Nope. We're on a timeline. Thank you for coming. This is what you do when you have the power, when you have the numbers. And God willing, hopefully someday, maybe in the future, the Republicans will have a majority in the House, Republican majority in the Senate in Lansing with a Republican governor. And when you do, I will be there front and center. We will be there front and center reminding you of how Whitmer, Speaker of the House Joe Tate, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, the Democrats did things in 2023. This state representative. The big thing no one is talking about is how the Democrats are going to adjourn 2 months early, the first week of November. Josh, we've been talking about it for months. They have to end this legislative session early so that the 90-day clock starts ticking to make all of this crap that they passed this year in 2023 take immediate effect after the 90 days expires. Why? Because six Republican state senators on a roll call vote must give bills immediate effect. Unlike the House chamber, the Senate chamber actually puts up a roll call vote on the board for everybody to see. There's 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. Democrats hold a two-seat majority. They need six Republicans of the 18 to vote for immediate effect because it takes 26 state senators out of 38 to give a bill immediate effect. Why? Because 26 out of 38 is the required number to get over a two-third majority. That's 68% of the state senators. If they had voted for this crap, those six Republican state senators, the bills would have already become law. People would have already been complaining, filing complaints against their neighbors, against people on social media. He threatened me with a gun. Your next door neighbor, where you're arguing over a stupid lot line as to where people cut the grass, where fences are. Well, your fence is on my property. And I know you have guns, so I'm going to call and file a complaint. He threatened me with a gun. No, he did not. But that's what the red flag law says. And then the door, of course, the door gets kicked in. They search your house. If they feel threatened by your dog, they could shoot your dog. If they find firearms, ammunition, they could confiscate it. And then you got to go and prove to a judge that you didn't threaten the complainant and you want your firearms back. Oh, here you go. Oh, by the way, we dropped your rifle and it bent the barrel. It's no longer usable. Sorry. Scratches, dents, whatever. Those laws would already be in effect, folks, right now. Safe storage laws. Unload your firearms. What good is a firearm if it's not loaded? Make sure you put a trigger lock on it and a chamber lock on it. Take out the magazine and put it in a gun safe. Especially if you have children or minors ever in your house. All of this would have gone into immediate effect. But six state Senate Republicans said, no, thank you. So now they have to wait until 90 days after this legislative session ends for those bills to go into effect next year. If they go out of session first week in November per the state representative's text, first week in December, January, and February. Guess what? Second week in February, all these bills go into effect. And our presidential primary gets moved up to February 27th, making Michigan relevant. More important than Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire's primary, Michigan's going to get a say as to who is the nominee for president next year. Oh, and by the way, making the Republicans in the state of Michigan irrelevant at the national convention in Milwaukee next summer. Losing 39 delegates, going from 55 down to 16. Forcing Christina Crammell and the state committee to change their rules for the remaining 39 delegates. Sorry, Josh, we are talking about all of this. And therefore, I really don't see a need to have you on our show. Bob in the Hour Newsbreak, we'll be right back.